Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
You know, I got to tell you, I was just, this is Wayne Allen Root, by the way, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, the Root's on fire. The Warriors with you, coming to you from the house the Root built, and I got to tell you, I was reading off the list of items that were left in Afghanistan by the United States military under the great leadership of decrepit, dementia-laden, puppet, brain-dead Joe Biden. And you just, Joe Biden doesn't really run the military. There's generals in charge. And there's a defense secretary and a secretary of the army. How do you leave all that behind? What are all these guys doing? Sit around with their thumb up their butts? Don't any of you know what the F is going on? Isn't this treason? Nobody does this by mistake. First of all, you'd never leave behind Americans, right? The military doesn't leave behind an American body of a soldier. How about a live American? How about 10,000 live Americans? You're just leaving them all behind? And Biden doesn't make it a priority to go get them? This is crazy. But $85 billion worth of equipment is sure a close second to leaving behind 10,000 people. I mean, a human body is always worth more than equipment, but you can't leave behind 10,000 Americans, and you can't leave behind $85 billion worth of equipment. It can't be a mistake. Has to be on purpose. This has to be. I've said all along that Obama is running the government. This is the Obama administration, part three. And it just so happens they found a brain-dead sock puppet named Biden to be the only one that could possibly serve as a placeholder and a face for the ticket. Because Obama couldn't run. He's not eligible to run for a third term. And Hillary screwed that up coming out of Obama, right? She lost to Trump when she had plenty of fake ballots, too. They cheated in 16, too. But they didn't cheat enough. So they spent 4 years making plans for when Trump was up for re-election and stealing it much bigger, guaranteeing that it would be stolen. That's really what happened. And that's treason, to steal an election and to leave Afghanistan with Americans on the ground. That's treason. And to leave all these military weapons. I mean, look at this story. The Taliban now has over 200 military aircraft, which ranks them as number 26th in the list of nations in the world in combat aircraft strength. What? We left them so many aircraft, they're number 26 in the world. What the F? This is crazy. And it's treason. What else would you call it? It is treason, is treason, is treason. Someone's got to arrest these people. I'm sorry. And when we prove the election's stolen, then what? I know what. They're going to lock down the country. They're going to lock down the country like that he-she in Pennsylvania locked down Pennsylvania. Rachel Levine. People like, what is Wayne talking about? Do you realize there's a guy who became a woman who's a transsexual? And I have no idea if he or she has a penis or a vagina, but they think they're a girl. Looks like an ugly man with a wig. And this person, Rachel Levine, was in charge of higher health care of the state of Pennsylvania and locked these poor people down, including so many of my fans. You know, living in small towns where there was no COVID, there is no COVID. There's nothing to worry about. I mean, there's always something to worry about. I've never told people not to worry about COVID. But I certainly have told them not to worry about dying from COVID because the odds of dying are so slim. But you have to worry about getting COVID, and then you just take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and you'll be fine. And lots of vitamin C and lots of vitamin D and lots of zinc. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not pretending to be one. I'm not prescribing. I'm just telling you what I would do, and I'm telling you what so many of my fans have done and what my own family has done and recovered completely 100%. But this is all so strange. Rachel Levine locked down the state of Pennsylvania and put, you know, did the same thing that Cuomo did, sent people to their death in nursing homes by putting sick people into nursing homes while he or she, while it, Levine, was taking it was either its mother or its father out of nursing homes. They were sending sick people in and killing people. And he or it did such a bang-up job that Biden made her the number two person at Secretary of Health and Human Services for the United States of America. This was running your health services. Number two person in the United States of America running health is a he-she transsexual who's the ugliest man you've ever seen with a wig on. So bizarre. It's so bizarre. It's beyond belief. And this is what's going on in America. You know, just like when I read in hour number one, one of my fans sent an article to me or texted an article to me that the FDA today said, don't go near ivermectin. It's bad for you. It doesn't cure COVID. It doesn't do anything to COVID. It doesn't treat COVID. It's like up is down, black is white, the world is square, it's not round, it's flat. Everything that's not true is true according to liberals in the media and liberals in politics. And everything that's not true is true, and everything that's true is not true. They have screwed up the world so badly, everything that you know in your heart is true is no longer true. And you can go to jail for saying it's true. Or you could be banned, or you could be suspended, or they'll come after you. Here's a great example. I was thinking about this today, of how far America has fallen. About 2 years ago, I got a bunch of death threats from a crazy man on the phone. He had my home telephone number, and he knew enough about my home. That's all I'll say to you, is he knew so much about my home that it was the first time I ever felt a death threat was real. And he threatened to murder me and blow my head off. And I got his phone number. He left his number. So I went to the police in Las Vegas. And the police made it very clear that a conservative radio host getting a death threat is just not something to be taken seriously. Don't worry about it. What? Isn't that your job? Isn't that why I pay my taxes? So that you investigate a death threat against me or anybody else? No, they didn't care. I left 12 messages. They didn't call me back. They left me a message. They said they didn't care. And then finally, I got him on the phone, and then they made up a new excuse. Well, his area code is outside of Vegas, so it's outside our jurisdiction. What? You mean you can't make a phone call and talk to him? You can't make a phone call and call the FBI and ask the FBI to go get him and arrest him? Talk to him? Nope. Just call the FBI. And I never call the FBI because the FBI is so bad, they're useless. And we all know they hate conservatives. We all know they want to arrest conservatives. So they're certainly not going to go after someone who threatens my life. So I just let it just die. Excuse the pun. I didn't do anything about it. I let it die. That's how unconcerned they were against a serious death threat against Wayne Root, a conservative talk show host. Then a week later, you know what the headline was in the Vegas paper? Some idiot called the head of the, and left messages, just like the guy left for me, the head of the NAACP in Las Vegas and threatened to kill him. And they said they put together an interagency 12-agency task force, and they found him in a day, in 24 hours, 50-person task force, found the guy who made threats over the phone, which they call terrorist threats, to the head of the NAACP because he's black. And I'm a white Republican talk show host, and no one cared. They wouldn't even return my phone calls. If I'm black and I mention the word NAACP, they would have been jumping through fire to check out who threatened to murder me. But nobody in government cares about a white Republican talk show host, do they? That's what's going on in America. Black is white, up is down, red is blue, the world is flat. Nothing makes any sense. Republicans who pay their taxes like me, who've never done drugs in my life, never smoked pot in my life, never done alcohol in my life, never smoked a cigarette in my life, took care of wives, children, paid for college educations, paid my taxes. I've done everything right a model citizen could do. And they hate me for it. Just like they hate you, if you're like me. If you never smoke pot, they hate you. If you're a pothead who's high all day, they love you. It's all gone bad. It's all backwards. Half-ass backwards. The people who make the most money, the IRS harasses. The people who make no money and only take money from the system, they love you. Makes no sense. Nothing makes any sense. It's all wrong. The world is upside down. Here's a woman in Afghanistan tearfully begging Joe Biden to send help. An American mother trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan tearfully begged Joe Biden to help her in a heartbreaking plea. Every moment a car passes by, I feel like they're going to pull in and execute us. I don't know if I'll ever see my children again. We've given up on the hope of going to the airport. It's not possible. The woman said there are 20 Taliban checkpoints between her location and the airport. She was whipped by Taliban terrorists on one of her attempts to make it through the gauntlet to the Kabul airport. The woman fought through tears as she begged Joe Biden to send help. Please, Mr. President, please evacuate us. We need help. I mean, this is incredible. Talk about the world being upside down. So a bunch of goat screwers called the Taliban, who rape dead bodies and set people on fire, are now giving orders to Joe Biden when he's got to evacuate America, and they captured all our military equipment. Is that treason or what?
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Asset Strategy is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Based on everything going on in the world and the fact that we're headed for a lockdown, as sure as I'm standing here, they're going to lock down the whole country. It makes no sense. I have a right to do business. I have a right to make money. I have a right to live my life. I have a right to take risks how I see fit. But they're going to lock down the country as sure as I'm standing here. And they're going to do it because we're going to prove in the next, literally in the next week or two, that the election was stolen in Arizona. And the same thing is true in every state in the country. And the American people are going to see it and go, holy crap, Democrats are thieves. And right at that moment, lockdown! Weapons of mass distraction. It's going to happen. They're going to lock the country down. You could see it in the articles in the newspaper and on the web. Every minute, everybody's dying of COVID. Everybody's hospitalized from COVID. Everybody's sick with COVID. It's the same crap that I saw day and night last year when they wanted to shut down the country, and then they did. And it's no different than last year. You never tell people the one thing that works or a few things that work. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, probiotics, selenium, quercetin. You never tell them about those things. You never tell them about structured silver. And you tell them ivermectin doesn't work. What? Of course it works. Just in the break, two people sent me emails saying, Wayne, I was sick 4 days ago with COVID. And it's 4 days later, my wife and I both were sick, one guy said. And my wife is 90% better, and I'm 100% better on the fourth day after taking ivermectin. In any case, I digress. The point is, we're going to be locked down, and the country's economy is going to go to hell. And You need to own gold and silver. Whenever there's tragedy, whenever there's economic despair, you've got to own gold and silver. And right now, ASI Asset Strategies International is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1 ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. And you got to get in there. As an example, I heard, I haven't even looked yet, gold had some monstrous day today. Yeah, it's back over 1800. Gold rises above 1800 as dollar dips on doubts the Fed will taper. Gold went back above the key $1,800 psychological level on Monday. And a spike in COVID cases has to do with it, it says here. And I just think it's very obvious that if you think there's a positive image of the U.S. economy with everything going on, you're a Pollyanna delusional person. Because it's hard to do business when they're demanding masks. It's hard to do business with vaccine mandates, with employees quitting, with nurses quitting. There won't be enough people to take care of the sick, even though these nurses worked their asses off for all of 2020 and risked their lives. Now they're being told you either take the shot or you leave. And so they're quitting. They're leaving. Or they're forcing the hospitals to fire them all over the United States because they don't want these jabs. They do not want this vaccine. So with everything going on, and what's happening in Afghanistan and what Afghanistan will lead to, lack of respect and lack of fear for the United States military. So therefore, I think China will try and take Taiwan, try and take them. If they try, they'll get them. China will take over Taiwan. Russia will take Ukraine. God knows what Iran will do. God knows what North Korea will do to the United States and U.S. interests around the world. You got to own gold and silver. ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1 ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price. While supplies last, definition of honest, 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients, zero complaints. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over the price of gold. 800-831-0007, that's 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. But you just can't believe how dumb this guy Biden is. Biden flees the podium, ignores reporter asking how many Americans are left in Afghanistan. And by the way, at the very moment a hurricane was aiming for the East Coast, which did not, thank God, turn out to be as terrible as it could have been, although, you know, I'm sure there's some people that would disagree with me and say it was pretty damn bad. But it was nowhere near as bad as it could have been. It wasn't even a hurricane. It was downgraded to a tropical storm. And it did not cause nearly the damage or destruction or death, thank God, that many thought was possible. But at the moment, nobody knew that. Biden's telling everybody to get vaccinated. That's his answer. Did he also tell that to the people on the ground in Afghanistan? The Taliban's coming and ISIS is coming and they're going to murder us all and rape us all and rape the little girls and rape the little boys and rape the dead people? And what's Joe Biden's answer? Get vaccinated, wear masks, social distance. He's not there anymore. And there are no solutions for America coming from Joe Biden. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior, coming to you from the house that Root built. We'll be right back with more.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm calling on more companies, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people.
President Biden continuing to push business leaders across the United States to mandate employees to be vaccinated before returning to work. The president's remarks coming after the FDA issued full approval for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. It can be distributed to those 12 and up. The White House says it's engaging with members of Congress as a group of moderate Democrats threaten to hold up President Biden's infrastructure agenda. Speaking with reporters, Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden supports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's proposed path forward. This comes as nine moderates have insisted the bipartisan infrastructure bill must be voted on first without the budget reconciliation bill. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
Do you realize that Cuomo's gone as of tonight, Governor Andrew Cuomo? And no one has talked about the nursing home death scandal. Not a word. Even I'm guilty of it. I've said nothing for weeks. Here's a guy that's getting thrown out on his ass. And it's all over sexual harassment, he said, she said. But no one's thrown... And you don't know if he did it or not, although he's such an arrogant person. And based on everything everybody said, I do tend to believe the women. In this case, I think that Cuomo's a piece of garbage. But no one's mentioning the old people who he sent to their death. And no one's mentioning that nursing homes are among his biggest contributors, if not the biggest contributors, to Cuomo's political fortune. So they must have wanted him, asked him to send all the sick nursing home people back to their establishment so that they would die there instead of a hospital, never considering they'd get everyone else around him sick and cause lots of other death. Or maybe they considered it and said, that's good. The more death, the more $39,000 bonuses we'll collect from the United States government. That's how sick our world is becoming. I actually would not put it by them to actually want people to die. If you're going to die, I might as well let them die in the nursing home. Because if they die in the hospital, I don't get the $39,000 bonus. And if 10 of them die, that's $390,000 for my nursing home. That is such a massive scandal and pay to play. And nobody's talking about it. And, you know, this COVID is such a joke, and I don't mean it's a joke because it's not happening. It's happening. It's real. People get sick, but nobody needs to die. I'm telling you, someone very close to me who I love very much got so sick with COVID so quickly that she literally said, I feel like I might die. And I said, no, you're not. Hold on. I'm getting you ivermectin. Got her ivermectin, and she was fine a week later. And it'd take a couple of weeks to get your strength back. But now she's 100%, or let's say 99%. And my kids got COVID, and one of them got a lot worse than the other one, and they both took ivermectin, and one got better in a day, and was completely fine in a day, and the other one got better in a week. And all three of these people I love were on vacation with me in beautiful Park City, Utah, just a week ago. Just 2 weeks after they got COVID, they all went on vacation with me, and they were fine. Ivermectin did the trick, and yet one of my fans just sent an email saying in Houston, the pharmacy refuses, even though his friend is sick with COVID, refuses to fill the prescription of the doctor for ivermectin. And folks, that's the exact same thing that happened with hydroxychloroquine. There were doctors willing to prescribe it, not many, but a few, and they wouldn't fill the prescription. So let me give you all a hint. Go online and go to an online pharmacy and get it filled there. You've got a prescription for it, so they're not going to say no. You go to an online pharmacy, they FedEx it to you, you have it the next day. Ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. This government seems to want you dead. And I don't know what to say about it. I don't want to sound like, you know, an Alex Jones antenna guy. Oh, the government wants to mass murder you. Or this is all about Bill Gates' population decontrol. I don't know what it is. I just know something's really wrong. I know that they're not on our side. I know that they're covering up everything good and exposing you to everything bad. I don't know the reason. I don't pretend to know the reason other than it's just communism. It's just, can we put a lot of businesses out of business? Do you know there's a new super variant named COVID-22 that they're saying could be more dangerous than Delta, and it's coming now? Does this not seem like total BS to you? Doesn't it seem like China has done all this in a lab and they're just releasing each new one to screw us up? What's going to come next? COVID-22 and then Pabst Blue Ribbon 56? Variant BS bull spit? This is all nonsense. What are they going to say? Route 69? It's so ridiculous. There's a new COVID, another variant. There's always another variant around the corner. All the doctors tell me we're causing the variants or making them much more deadly by taking the vaccine in the middle of a pandemic. It forces the germs of COVID to mutate. and they get different, and then the vaccine doesn't work anymore. And then if you try a new booster vaccine, that vaccine doesn't work anymore because now they mutate again. And China, I'm sure, is helping us all along by sending all this stuff our way. New super variant named COVID-22. Oh, my God. I just don't know what to say anymore because they're just trying to destroy our economy. We've got Patricia on the line who wants to talk to me and sounds like she's probably not a fan. I don't know. Patricia, you're on with Wayne Ellerud. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good, Wayne. How are you?
Good.
I think the new variant should be called the midterm variant.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, are you not a fan? It sounds like you don't like something I've been saying. Tell me what's going on. Speak to me.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't like something you've been saying because you are ignoring a large potential audience. And because you still kind of do the left-right thing, the, you know, God and country and guns, and there's a lot of people who kind of agree with you on the nonsense that's going on, but not the politics.
Yeah, but you've got to see that there's a difference. Even though I always admit, by the way, Patricia, that Republicans and Democrats both suck, and Republicans make plenty of mistakes, and George Bush was a horrible president, and Trump did mostly good things, but he did some dumb things too, and I admit that, and I tell you when I disagree with him, but Democrats, there's nothing to agree with. I personally, Wayne Root, I'm not going to lie to you on the air, I can't find anything in common with Democrats at all, because they're crazy people, they're mentally ill, they hate white people, they hate Republicans, they hate vaccinated people. They want to kill us all. They want to send us to communist re-education camps or concentration camps. And look what they just did in Afghanistan. Look what they're doing on the border. Look what they're doing in each of the crime-ridden inner cities in this country. How can I lie and go on the air and say they're both bad? They're not. Democrats are far, 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 far worse than Republicans. And you can see it in all the cities they're in control.
That's my point. You are still stuck in the whole Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. There are no liberals. There are no liberals. And the Democrats that are in, who knows? But they don't have liberal values. I'm an FDR Tulsi Democrat. I hate guns and I love the Second Amendment. I hate war and I love our troops. I'm an environmentalist who thinks logging and land management is good, and I'm still pro-choice for abortion and vaccine.
Well, let me guess. You're a libertarian.
I think the Democrats
you're probably a libertarian.
I'm not a libertarian. I grew up a Democrat. I voted Democrat until 2016 when that idiot, arrogant Clinton called Bernie a misogynist, called, you know, people who wouldn't vote for her deplorables. I knew right then and there she lost the election. I think Trump won. I didn't vote for him. But who would vote for Biden and Kamala Harris? No one.
So, listen, this is what
obviously,
I say.
Obviously, they're lying and cheating. But those are the people who agree with you and agree with me on that issue, may not agree on a lot of political issues.
Okay, but all I do,
and
Patricia,
that's what I'm saying. You need to broaden your scope about not excluding people,
Patricia,
by saying,
Patricia, all I do, the only thing I do all day is react to the news and tell you what I think. That's it. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And if you like 70% or more, then you're on my team. And if you probably like less than 70%, and certainly less than 50%, you're not on my team. You probably shouldn't listen anymore. But if you like 70% or more, even though we disagree on 30, we're on the same team, and you should say, I love this guy. And most of the time, we agree. That's all. I mean, it sounds like you agree with me most of the time, but not all the time. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. She hang up, you said? Oh, she's on hold. Why is she on hold? Why is she on hold? All right, now she's back. I don't know why you put his thumb. All right, I don't know why you put his thumb on hold, but you're here. You're back in. See, I asked you to come back, Patricia. So do you disagree? If we agree 70% or more, you're in the right place. We're on the same team. You just can't agree with me on everything. I just tell you what I think.
Right, exactly. But we probably don't agree on politics. What we do agree on is our country's in trouble.
No, but you just said a bunch of things. You said you agree the election was stolen, and you thought Hillary was terrible, and it was horrible. She called them deplorables, and everything you said sounds like me.
That's
but
just that also, basic. But basic stuff. That's
but you agree with me on the basic stuff. That makes you a conservative, whether you like it or not. You're a patriot and a conservative, more
no,
than that.
Exactly. I'm a patriot, but that doesn't mean Democrats aren't patriots. That's my point. You're kind of doing the opposite. You're calling Democrats deplorables.
Well, they are now. They didn't used to be. They
no,
are
no,
now.
No. Democratic voters.
No, I
are
talk about the politicians.
So
I'm just talking about the politicians.
Okay.
I just talk about the politicians.
That's my point. I agree with you on that. And that's what I'm saying. Those people are not liberals. They've totally abandoned all Democratic values, all FDR values. And please don't call Obama a socialist. He had Citigroup pick his cabinet.
But that is socialism.
By
they
private
are,
insurance.
Patricia, they're
yeah,
rich at the top.
That's
and they screw over
corporations.
Right. They're corporatists. They're authoritarians. They're fascists. And they're communists. And that means they love the rich at the top. And everybody else gets screwed. And they steal everybody's money. That is communism. I hate to tell you. The guys at the top of communism, like Obama, are very rich. Obama got his $100 million deal for Netflix. And he gets $1 million a speech. And he got $100 million for his book deal. Obama's a billionaire. A billionaire. They love rich people at the top. They protect the rich at the top, and they screw over the middle class. Lots of callers on the line. So when we get back, we'll just finish up with calls. Lots of calls. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take more as long as you're calling. Call in, 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to getting the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com, and tell him that you are a WAR. Buy one, get one free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Just to answer the gal who just called up moments ago, Patricia, a little bit more. First of all, there's two things. Number one, I just tell you what I think. That's my job. I give you my opinions on the radio. You can either agree or disagree. I'm very nice to people. You notice I wasn't mean in any way, shape, or form. Patricia, I'd like her to keep listening. And sometimes people hate me, listen more than the people like me. Because I get a lot of hate mail, and it's just funny. I always answer them back, and I go, how come you listen? If you don't like me so much and you want to say terrible things to me and about me, why are you listening to my show? You just can't live without me, can you? And they don't even know what to say. They go away, and then they come back a week later, and I realize they listen every day. But my job is to give you my opinions. I don't make them up. I just tell raw truth. And if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. My job's not to appeal to the middle. My job is not to appeal to sane Democrats. My job is to tell you what I think, and hopefully you agree with me and decide you identify as a Wayne Root voter. That's it. That's all I do. And number two, there is a difference. Oh, yeah, I'm in that terrible narrative. I think there's a difference between Republicans and Democrats. Well, the Republican Party sucks. But it's a party of cowards, and it's a party of middle-of-the-road milquetoast losers, establishment people, and big government people. But it's not a bunch of communist traitors who betray our country. The Democrats are communist traitors. There's a huge difference between cowards and middle-of-the-roaders and communist traitors. You know, a huge difference. And some of those establishment Republicans do really bad stuff, but they're still not communist traitors per se. But they certainly annoy me. But I have, you know, I certainly have more in common with them. If you look at the things I believe in, I match up with even the worst Republicans, the Lindsey Grahams and the Lisa Murkowski, who I hate, and the Susan Collins, who I can't stand, and Mitt Romney, who I just want to vomit in his face. But even they agree with me 50 to 60% of the time. Now you go look at what Democrats believe in, or you look at the voting list of Democrats in the U.S. Senate, they match with me like 5% of the time or less. Bernie Sanders, zero, except for guns. So maybe Bernie Sanders with me 2% of the time. So even the worst Republican in the nation, Mitt Romney, and I agree on 50% of everything. But the best Democrat agrees with me like 5%, and the worst, zero. I have nothing in common with Democrats. So you can tell me there shouldn't be a left-right paradigm. There shouldn't be a Democrat, liberal, conservative, Republican paradigm. There's still a difference. Was Reagan perfect? No. Did he save America? Yes. But did he really save it? No. Was Trump perfect? No. Did he save America? Yes. But did he really save it? No. He just stopped, and that's the problem. The best Republicans just stop the pain, but we make no progress. And then the Democrats take us down 12 notches again, and we head towards oblivion and communism and a wrecked economy and a wrecked country and, you know, atheism. And then the Republican takes you back up 5 steps, and you're kind of surviving and alive. And the Democrat knocks you down another 20, and now the medium gets lower and lower. You never quite come back to where you want to be. That's the problem. Republicans don't do enough. Democrats do so much damage. And there just is a difference. You know, even if I had some disagreements with Trump, he was a great president. Biden's the worst president in history. Biden's so bad, he makes Jimmy Carter now look like a brain surgeon, a genius. Jimmy Carter looks like the model for presidents after Biden. What just happened in Afghanistan, what's ongoing in Afghanistan, is the worst embarrassment in the history of the great United States of America, and it may yet get us all killed. Because China may just think it's time to invade, and team up with Russia and invade us, and team up with Iran and North Korea, nuke us. You know, take out our entire electrical grid, and we'd all, you know, 100 million people would be dead in 2 weeks. China has now got to believe that our nation is incapable of fighting. We can't even win in Afghanistan under Joe Biden. How are you going to beat China and their billions of people? So it may yet destroy us, yet. Terrible stuff. And yet that's not even the worst thing today. The vaccine passport's worse and the border's much worse. So we, you know, our heads on a swivel is so many bad things attacking us at once. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Projects, because, you know, let's face it, do good deeds, God rewards you. It's good to give to charity. If you're going to give to charity, give to vetsandhorses.com. Go there, great website, vetsandhorses.com. They represent veterans, military veterans, and wild horses, wild Mustangs. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And they take care of veterans, and they take care of horses, and they save both their lives. Just great stuff. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit them at vetsandhorses.com. Wayne Root's favorite charity, vetsandhorses.com. I never even got to the fact that everywhere in the world, leaders are criticizing Joe Biden and waking up to the fact that he's a complete moron, and some of them are saying we were better off with Trump. These are people that hated Trump with a passion. You know, like, what's his name? Johnson in England. Prime Minister of England. I can't even remember his name now. It's been a long day. But he was saying to his people that Trump is better than this guy. Biden flees the podium when asked how many Americans are left in Afghanistan. As Afghanistan implodes, Joe Biden warns Americans to social distance and take their vaccines. UK, French, and German leaders blast Biden, saying we thought America was back, we were wrong. China making fun of Joe Biden in America.
Well, first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.